From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Almost as soon as Lewis Scooter Libby was convicted, some conservatives started calling on President Bush to pardon him. Libby was the vice president's chief of staff, and he was convicted of lying to obstruct the investigation into who leaked CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. We'll hear more about where the vice president fits in shortly. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the history of presidential pardons and whether Libby might receive one.
Just 2 hours after the jury foreperson read the verdict in court, the website of the National Review posted an editorial. "Justice demands that President Bush issue a pardon," it said. David Rivkin is a contributing editor to the magazine.
I think that the best thing to do would be to pardon him now and prevent this matter from going forward.
Rivkin believes Libby never should have been prosecuted in the first place, and he thinks President Bush should rectify the situation now.
Having said all of that, I don't think, unfortunately, this is going to happen. I think the far more likely scenario is that he will be pardoned towards the end of administration. Not because it's a matter of waiting till the end of administration, but I think that there would be enough people in the White House who would say, well, let's see how the appeals go.
When reporters at the White House asked spokeswoman Dana Perino about a presidential pardon for Libby, she called it a wildly hypothetical situation and refused to speculate.
There's a process in place for all Americans if they want to receive a pardon from a president, be that any president that is in office, and I'm aware of no such request.
There's a long history of presidents pardoning people who've gotten into trouble because of their work for an administration. One of the most famous is President Ford, who pardoned his predecessor Richard Nixon after the Watergate scandal. The first President Bush pardoned some of the people convicted in the Iran-Contra affair, Columbia University history professor Alan Brinkley.
So this is not an unusual thing for presidents to do, pardon members of their administration who've been prosecuted for things that the presidents probably believe were not really their fault and believe that they were perhaps scapegoated for.
He says such pardons can have political fallout. For example, Ford's presidency never recovered from his unpopular decision to pardon Nixon. Brinkley believes the consequences would not be as great if President Bush were to pardon Libby.
It would be a significant hit, but, you know, with a president with a 29% approval rating doesn't have a lot to lose. And the people who would be outraged by this pardon are people who've already turned against President Bush. So the political hit might not be so bad.
One of those who'd be outraged is Georgia State University law professor Neil Kinkoff, who used to work for the Clinton administration.
I think people would also be outraged because of the message it would send to others in the administration, that if you obstruct probes of this administration, you shouldn't worry, you won't go to jail. The president will take care of you.
Kinkoff says even if Libby took the fall for higher-ups in the White House, that does not absolve him of responsibility for his crimes.
Capos in the mafia protect their bosses. That doesn't mean they're not guilty of a crime and shouldn't go to prison.
After the verdict came down yesterday, a reporter asked one of the jurors how he'd feel if Bush pardoned Libby. Dennis Collins replied that he wouldn't be upset a bit.
I just don't have any spite or, I don't know, whatever, anger or about Mr. Libby.
President Bush has issued fewer pardons than other recent presidents. Most of those he has issued have not been controversial. President Clinton's pardon choices were more widely criticized. For example, Clinton came under fire for pardoning fugitive financier Mark Rich in January of 2001. Rich's ex-wife was a major Democratic donor. And the lawyer who represented Rich during that affair was Lewis Scooter Libby. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.